Welcome everybody to the Daily Double Talk. I'm Corey Coleman, and let me share my screen with this man over here.
You're holding out on me.
I know. Who dares to hold out on the great Horchata, aka Christopher. I'm gonna call you Chris Hansen. Christopher Torres.
How's catch everybody? Your predators left and right, man. Hey, how are you doing today, Mr. Coleman?
Yeah, this whole thing was a long con just to catch me. How's everybody doing out there? Good to have you here today. Welcome to the show, Daily Double Talk, where we talk about, have conversational discussions on entertainment, some of the social things going on out there. Maybe we dabble in some politics every now and then. Today, I think it's going to be, the majority of it is going to be entertainment related. There might be some things in there that might be serious, or at least they think it's seriously, but you'll take it as entertainment also. You'll find it probably very entertaining what we're about to talk about on today's show. We'll get to that in a little bit. Let me go ahead and say hello to Mr. Christian Torres. How you doing, sir?
Well, man, I had a good weekend. Didn't do anything. I mean, like, that's kind of the new normal. Or do you think as a society we're on our way to those WALL-E version of people, you know, where we don't leave our seats and if something falls, like a robot says, don't leave your seat, we'll take care of it?
If we're lucky.
that's the best case scenario. Diabetes and robots doing everything.
Yeah. One thing I can say about those people in WALL-E, they were kind of smart. We're just stupid. I've come to the conclusion. I've been starting out these shows the same way. I'm gonna try to get positive, but you know, I just need to start reading shit, man. Because the more I read, the more I read about things, the more convinced that that what's the answer for everything that's wrong? People are just fucking stupid. That's it. There's no other answer for it. It's very simple. You know,
right. Mother Nature needs to, you know, push the reset button. Like, let's get an extinction event. I know that sounds horrific to say. I'm just saying it's probably in the best interest of human beings and society everywhere if, like, we just take a reset button on the whole humanity thing.
I wish Mother Nature would just come down and beat the shit out of us, man. That's all. I mean, because that's
what a hurricane is, right? Isn't that like what they say? Like, every natural disaster is like you're fucking up, Haiti, and then there's an earthquake.
Yeah. It's Mother Nature taking off her belt and giving everybody a good ass whooping, man. I'm sorry, people, but it's a real bad combination because, you know, stupid sometimes can mean like, you know, you're so stupid that you're nice. You know, like puppies are stupid, man. And that's what makes
Forrest Gump.
Stupid.
Forrest Gump's a sweet guy, despite him having a low IQ.
Yeah, he did. I don't want to use Forrest Gump because some people are going to say that I'm being not very PC. But yeah, he's pretty stupid. But, you know, it's like, that's why I use puppies, you know, because dogs, you know, people don't mind calling dogs stupid. Puppies are stupid, man. You know, that's what makes them so cute. They don't have any clue what's happening. Speaking of stupid, I'm stupid, too. They don't have any clue what's happening.
Oh, shit.
Who is that over there? Thank you, VMW. No, man, puppies don't have any clue what's happening. All they know to do early in their life is to just eat shit and just look at you with those big eyes to get more food to eat and shit. And, you know, they're cute, though. You know, they're kind of innocent in their stupidity. Human beings, they're stupid, and they combine that with being assholes. So, you know, yeah, we gotta, I don't know, man. I don't want to sit up here and act like I'm giving up hope on things. I believe it or not, I am an optimist, but that's becoming harder to do every day. But you know what? I believe in you people out there. How are you? What's going on? You know who's smart? Toasties.
Way to turn that up. Way to pull up on that fucking flight stick before we hit the ground. I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. No, man. You guys are cool with me. I know you guys are awesome. You know, you hang out with us, which I would like to think makes you just a tad bit smarter. Let me go over here and talk to these really intelligent, wise, and very nice people. I'm talking about our chat fam, the OG chat. How y'all doing today? And who do we have over here? Side bitches up in the house. What's going on? Let me see here. Crow, LX. Corey gonna become like Martin? No. that's a compliment and an insult. I don't think I can match his style, but I don't think I can match his cynicism. DT Dark Slayer, what's going on? T Sweet, how y'all doing? What's going on? For Fever Storm, let me get smart and say that right real quick. Angry Asian, still mad. Austin Nick is up in here. Evil Junior, what's going on? As opposed to that very nice junior out there. Firewolf, Edward Dis Cool, Enigma, New Witty, all How you doing, you smart, wonderful side bitches out there? Great to have you here today. As I told you, we're going to be doing a little bit of everything today. Going to have a little bit of a social discussion with you, and in the most entertaining way, I think, with the team up that we have presenting that. We also have for you a new release date for Tenet. You know what? I'm sitting up here talking about all this. Let me put up my scroll. I was waiting on that hype train, but you know what? That's going to take a little time. So I'm sitting up here saying all this when y'all could see it too. As I said, Tenet gets a new release date.
All over your
body. We have a very unlikely team up with Insane Clown Posse and somebody else out there. Also, what else is happening? New Lovecraft Country trailer. And we're going to have a discussion about that trailer in relation to the man himself, H.P. Lovecraft, because Lovecraft Country has a lot of black people, and H.P. Lovecraft didn't like black people. So we're going to see how this actually is this, as you say, reclaiming some of the works of H.P. Lovecraft. We'll have that discussion for you. I like some of the points that you brought up, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about that today, Mr. Christian Torres.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for getting everything up together for us. Let me see here. Somebody says I keep missing something. What I keep missing? I don't want to miss anything with you guys. What am I missing right now? Let me see here. Maybe y'all not talking about me. Maybe you're talking about something else. But welcome. Welcome, y'all. Glad to have you here today. And let me see. How are you doing, Christian?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing pretty good. Did you see that picture of me and Mel on the set of Passion? That was a passion project, no pun intended. I worked really hard on that. I got struck by lightning twice.
I see that. I don't think that was actually on the set. I think Mel just beat the shit out of you.
Well, I mean, it could have been one of the handful of times that happened. I don't know. It's all kind of a blur with Mel, but you know, I think it comes through on the screen, man.
Yeah, no, that's him. That's him beating the shit out of you, then apologizing because he got you confused with a Jew. So, oh, you're Puerto Rican? I'm sorry, didn't know that.
Honest mistake. You look like one, though. Like,
I mean,
what?
You know,
no, Mel, come on.
I mean, you know, you're Puerto Rican. I mean, you know, that's not as bad as a Jew, but better than a pack of niggas. So, yeah, you're cool.
Jew Ricans exist, man. Yeah. He might have just been covering his bases.
Yeah, that's Mel Gibson. Like, hey, we're cool, right? Yeah, you know, we're good, right? Sorry about that.
Why does your Mel Gibson sound slightly Chicano, like L.A. Mexican? I kind of love it.
I don't know.
He's going to ask me to go see the Dodgers play the Lakers later.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. But I like it though. Hey, Holmes. Hey, sorry about that, Holmes.
We cool, right, man?
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. We're good, right? Hey, man. Hey, you a fucking Jew, man?
Now you're slipping it to Tony Montana being an anti-Semite. That's where that's going.
Yeah. Maybe they should do a remake of Scarface with Mel Gibson as Scarface.
Yo, you're making fun, but that sounds legitimately fucking exciting. Like, I know it sounds like the most batshit crazy idea that anyone could have.
Today, things are so crazy. If I say something, I mean it, man. If I say we want to put Mel Gibson in Jurassic Park where they hang out with the dudes from Fast and Furious, then hey, you know what? Cool. Yeah. Hey, today is so crazy. Anything goes, man. Anything can fly. But good to have you guys here today. We are going to get into the show in a little bit. Just wanted to come in and say hello to Mr. Christian Torres. Say hello to you guys, which you've already done. And now I can tell you that we're going to be doing some commercial breaks, and you know what that means. We'll be taking some of your emails. And in order for you to send us your emails, you got to know the address. I got it right here for you. I just need for you to do a little something for me. And that is pop open them keyboards and type in for me kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and advice. Want to hit us up on the social medias? Then you can do so by hooking up with us on Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. And there's all the information right there, right down to the last detail. Copy it down. Memorize it. Use it. Love it down. And if I'm too busy out there taking all of your emails, Mr. Christian Torres.
You can find me on Instagram at Christian.Monster, Facebook, Christian Leon Torres. I know some of you, I'd like to know every single one of you, so come find me.
And folks, when the time is right, come find us here in Austin, Texas. Don't want to do that right now. You might be looking for us and find Big Roni instead. You don't want to find her, so I tell you what. Stay clear, stay at home, and when the time is right, we would gladly have you back here in Austin. Gladly have you back here in Austin, Texas. Hopefully corona-free. So email us with your plans for Austin, whether you are passing through or moving here. kcoolmans@gmail.com. And when the time is right, hopefully once again, one day, soon, we can accommodate you. All right. Oh, let me see here. We're going to go ahead and jump into the show probably more than a lot quicker than we usually do. I usually like to sit up here and bullshit a little while with my man Christian Torres, but I can see he's bright-eyed and ready to get into these discussions right here, which I'm glad to do because I think we got some good things here today for us.
You got me on hype, man, really quickly, just because one of the first things we want to talk about is crossovers. And all I heard on Friday when we did the Lindsay Ellis interview was that it was an unexpected crossover. Got her book. It's really good. I finished it over the weekend. That's not a free plug or anything, but I just wanted to say to you again, that was incredible for me, Corey. So thank you so much for allowing me to do that with you.
Yeah, folks, we've been doing some cool things around here. I want to thank our production manager, Kevin King, who got that interview for us. On Friday, we interviewed Lindsay Ellis. You know her from YouTube. I'm sure most of you out there spend a lot of time on YouTube. You're hanging with us. So I know that you know all of the internet and YouTube personalities out there. And she's one of the biggest ones out there. She has released a book. You just put it up. Let me see that again. What is that?
Axioms End.
Axioms End. She just released her book. I believe that was last week, right?
I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, last Wednesday.
Yeah, man, it was last Wednesday. Even my wife wants to read it. But she was a great person to interview. You can find an interview on the Twitch channel. I imagine we'll put it up on YouTube at some point. And then you can also find it on doubletoasted.com. So it was a great interview. Didn't have to cut anything out. Went very well. She was very, very, very lovely to talk to, man. She was very down to earth, real cool. And the best thing about it is that she, she had a lot to say. Didn't have to. I just asked the questions and I just sat back and took a nap. It was great, man. So it was. And thank you for being there, Christian. That was great questions that you asked. Also, I wish we could have had it a little more streamlined so you could have been more of a presence there. But you did well.
Oh, no. Again, man, in any capacity, that was kind of like the watermark moment for me. So thank you again, Coleman. And geez, just include me. Just include me in all of those if you can, if I'm not in imposition, because that was incredible.
Yeah. No, it was great, man. It was great. I've been having a lot of fun interviewing people. I had one or two interviews where, we felt like we stumbled a little bit by no fault of our own. But we've been having some good guests that have put everything back on track, man. I feel like I got my interviewing mojo chops back up. And I'm happy to do them now. Once again, thank you, Christian, for being on there. And thank Mr. Kevin King for setting that up. And speaking of people who come in and help us out with things. And what the fuck is this? What the?
Oh, God. Yeah. Elliot sent that to me. Yeah, because we talked about this last week when you were listening to your fucking Amy Mann and your Lisa Loeb and shit.
Oh, when I said I was going to have a flower in my hair and I'm wearing a sundress.
Yeah, we said we had to put that in the back pocket for the 12-hour stream. You never know.
God damn. Well, that shows me I definitely don't need to do that. Because I didn't know who that was at first. I said, who the fuck is this crazy ass? And I looked closer like, oh, shit, that's me. So, yeah. Yeah, man, that would probably not happen.
That do something for you. Remember, do you remember the first time you saw Bugs Bunny and Drag, and you were like 3 years old? And you're like, what the fuck? Like that raised so many fucking weird questions as a 3 year old.
Yeah, man. It didn't raise any questions for me. I immediately said, I want to fuck this rabbit.
no bones about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it was, man. I got aroused from Bugs Bunny, and I've said this before. I don't hide it. It's not like I had like a Bugs Bunny transvestite plush stuffed doll at home that I was having sex with. No, I just look at it and said, all right, I ain't going to tell anybody. I'm telling people now, but as a kid, like, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody, but yeah, Bugs Bunny's kind of hot.
I have this theory, man, that I've said this to my wife. My wife was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I feel like every guy had that crossing of the threshold. We watched like Looney Tunes when we were kids, and that was a moment. And I'm not saying we all like wanted to fuck the rabbit or whatever, but I'm saying that we all remember that moment as like an introduction to femininity and shit like that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking this, but I thought about that today and I was like, oh yeah, I think every guy collectively has that in common.
I don't think I ever put transvestite Bugs Bunny in the spank bank and went to the bathroom for about 30 minutes, but I did. You know, let me find this, man. Let me find Bugs Bunny and drag, because I'm not lying, man. I found it kind of sexy.
Sending you down the rabbit hole here, as it were.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid making that. I think I actually might have said that one time. I get up in that rabbit hole, but I don't think I ever got that far with it, but I did think, like, all right, you know, there's a little tickle down there looking at this. Bugs Bunny drag. I think, you know what, I'm going to put, before I pull this up, Christian, I think what it was, I think because he had that really dark red lipstick and those big ass lips, I think that's what did it, man. Because, you know, he did this shit a couple of times. Like, Bugs Bunny, I would not be surprised if Bugs Bunny ever came out. That's what it was. That's the one. That's what it was. That country ass transvestite Bugs Bunny. Because she looked like the one that just wanted to have sex. This one right here. Like, that shit looked like something straight up out of a porno.
She was a Bugs Bunny Tatiana.
Yeah, the farmer's daughter. You know, the farmer's daughter always gave a hint of sexuality. Like, she just, you know, the farmer's daughter was always waiting for some big city slicker to come through town to have sex with. And that's what that looked like. Man, that looked like the actual beginning of a porn right there. That's the one where it's like, all right, these other two are kind of classy. Because I remember they had the one where Bugs Bunny just kind of, you know, just kind of was stylish. And they had the artistic transvestite Bugs Bunny. And then they had this fucking slut ass Bugs Bunny right here.
Right, right. She's answering the door for a pizza guy right now. Who has a double sausage pizza for her.
Yeah. Oh, you one of them big city boys, ain't you? That's so sexy. Yeah, man.
Hold on. Go to the image directly below that. Because look, it's got like a dude checking Bugs out. Do you see it? Yeah.
Oh shit, he's all up in there. Look at that. God damn, look, he's thirsty as fuck. His tongue's sticking out. He's actually,
and again, this is when did this cartoon come out? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, we talk about like standards and practices and shit like that. You're totally right. Bugs was a gay icon before that was fashionable.
He was, man. Bugs Bunny probably did drag shows that we don't know about. like this guy's practically ass eating right here. Bugs Bunny and his drag shit was so strong. Like, today, I think that he probably would have gone as far as to be trans if, you know, if he was around today. Because back then, I just think he couldn't come out. He couldn't do all that. But back then, he was, you know, it was all in the word of comedy, all about humor. But he was so, Bugs Bunny was so, was such a drag queen that when they made Space Jam, like the producer, Ivan Reitman, I think he was one of them, somebody came out and said, you know, after seeing this and seeing how he reacts around Lola Rabbit, you're going to know that he's a full man bunny. And it's like, people are like, nah, ain't nobody. You know, you actually laid that on too thick, man.
wait. A producer really came out and was like, look, we got to address the rabbit in the room here. And Bugs, really?
Yeah, there was something, because I remember one of the girls that I was working with at the time. She looked at that and she was like, you know, she was a big gay advocate at the time. And she's like, why the fuck do we need to know that he's not gay? Doesn't even fucking matter. It's like, okay, everybody's taking this rabbit shit way too seriously right now. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. Apparently, it's like the someone in the chat, I'm not fact checking this, says it's the 80th anniversary of Bugs Bunny. That was totally on accident. So I'm glad we're having this reverential conversation about Bugs on an anniversary.
It's the 80th anniversary of Bugs Bunny today?
That's what someone said. But, you know, we're living in a factless world, so I can't say that with any authority.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't say anything. You know, I'll just say this. If it is true, that motherfucker looks awesome for 80. Right. He can still pull this off today. God, let me stop looking at this shit, man. Because why you get me looking?
Right, yeah, it's making you feel stuff. I can hear it in your voice, man. Your fucking heart rate's accelerating.
Yeah, because it's like, because if you didn't, I mean, y'all probably had, I had the pictures up. You probably heard that pause, and that was just me looking at Bugs. Man, like, God damn. You know, I talked about
it was a pregnant pause. You were gonna fuck that rabbit, man.
Damn, people even had foot fetishes with drag Bugs Bunny, man. It was. Yeah.
Wait, is Bugs wearing stockings there, or is Bugs wearing like black leg? Like, what's going on there?
Black leg? I think that's stockings. Or it might be a black leg, because if I remember, I think that in that cartoon, that was a fake leg with a stick of dynamite at the end of it. Oh, God.
Always dynamite. Also a terrorist on top of being a gay icon. Fucking Bugs.
Yeah, yeah. He's that kind of shit where you reach under his dress and there's a fucking bear trap under there. So, I have feelings for Bugs Bunny. Yeah, you know.
Okay, I'm so sorry I brought it up. My bad.
I'm not, man. That's very liberating to actually admit that. So, which is nothing new. I've admitted it before. I guess I just never talked to you about it. But yeah, no, I've been very upfront with my feelings, my mixed emotions for Bugs Bunny and drag. You know, I was like, every guy says, you know, they had that, and a lot of guys, they won't admit it, but they say, you know, there's that one guy that looks so pretty in drag that, you know, if you were caught in the right place with the right number of drinks, you'd probably be like, yeah, you know, why not? Bugs Bunny is that guy for me. So, yeah.
Not a guy at all, but that guy for you. I love it.
He's that guy rabbit. And he's that rabbit for me. I don't know.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm so glad we do this show. I got to tell you that, like, this has made my day amazing. So thank you.
You know what? I feel comfortable enough around you, Christian, that I can tell you things like this. You know?
It's a shame free zone, baby. You can say anything to me.
Hey, no kink shaming around here. And I, you know what? And just to say this, and I'll close with this, it would be homophobic for me not to admit those feelings for Bugs Bunny. So I'm proud.
Right, right. You're being an ally, like a good one at that.
I'm just being horny as fuck. That's what I'm being. I ain't trying
when to horny help. And being a good ally intersect. It's amazing. You're being a hero for doing what you want to do.
Yeah. Hey, I'm good with Lola too. You know, I'm just saying, man. Shit. You know, if it looks good, it's the day and age. Go with it. So, folks, believe it or not, we are going to talk about some serious things today. Besides just, you know, wanting to have sex with cartoon characters and drag. Going to be talking about an unlikely team up with the Insane Clown Posse. Tenet is finally getting a release date. Of course, all this comes with a catch. We'll talk about what that is. And Lovecraft Country. Oh, Mr. Lovecraft would not like this. The Negroes have taken over Lovecraft Country. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? We'll talk about that in a little while. People, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. And I just like to say thank you. Some people have been coming in and giving us some generosity in the form of bits, cheers, and most importantly, your subscriptions. So thank you so much for that. People, please subscribe to the channel and help keep us going, especially if you like what you see or hear here. Some people are like, nah, after that discussion about Bugs Bunny, I think I'm gonna withdraw my subscription and kindly leave the room. Well, the rest of you, though, enjoyed hearing that, and plus the intelligent things that we will eventually get to. Please subscribe. You can subscribe for free if you have an Amazon Prime account. Get yourself a free Twitch Prime subscription for absolutely free. I don't know if I mentioned that. And
it's the kind of thing you should lead with, man.
All right. You know what? Free subscriptions for everybody with an Amazon Prime account. And if you were gifted one, are you so kind as to gift someone else one in the Toasted community, then please renew when the time comes around. And if you're tired of renewing, tired of just simply pressing a button, you know how you young folks are today. Even the littlest tasks are, oh, so hard. Well, I'll tell you what's not hard. Get yourself a tier 1, tier 2, or tier 3 subscription level and get yourself some extra emotes up in there. And you don't have to do anything beyond that except sit back and enjoy. So with that said, I think we're going to go ahead and get into a quick commercial break so we don't have to talk about commercials anymore. We don't have to interrupt anything that we talk about with our conversations. We can get right into it. And we hope to read some emails from you guys. Oh, real quick also, Double Toasted Discord. We've been putting that more into the show. Maybe we'll try it today. I don't know if somebody wants to come in and give us their question or comment on video. Then you can go to tinyurl.com/the DT Discord. And hopefully we can start incorporating that more into the shows that we do. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and get into a quick commercial break. During that time, we'll read an email or two from you. And we will be right back after this. All right. Let's see here. Mr. Christian Torres, is that okay sure. with you to read an email or two?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Let me pick up my gamels over here. Should have had that ready, but I didn't, but I'm fixing that right now. And let's see what we have here. Let me see. Oh, this is Justin Basterfield. And let's see. He says here, hey, Corey and Aquaman Jesus. He says, I added the Jesus part, by the way. He just put Aquaman on there.
Yeah.
But I want to put some flair on it.
Yeah, you wanted to make it messianic. I appreciate it.
He says here, you don't need to stop the show for this, but there's a song out there called Try Jesus. You might like it. I can't imagine you saying this. And this is from Justin Famous. He says, P.S. Double Talk is very, very good timing for the UK. So I guess my man is over in the UK. Maybe jolly old England. You know what? I don't want to stop the show just in case this ends up, because, you know, no offense to you, Mr. Famous, but there's a chance that you could play this and it could be lame. So, you know.
How do I put this delicately? Fucking lame?
Yeah. You know, at least I didn't use the word I was going to use at first. Stupid. But, you know, we'll play it. Remind us, people. We'll play at the end of the show because I am curious to try Jesus. So, you know what? We'll see how that goes. And just remind us, people, and we'll do it. Ivan C. says, hey, Corey and Christian. Oh, you're going to like this, Christian. He says here, I love the Daily Double Talk, probably one of my favorite shows out of all the Double Toasted shows. I was wondering what your thoughts are on Representative Yoho insulting Representative Alexandria Cortez. You actually pulled that up last week. We were going to talk about it, but we had to get into the interview. Or maybe we were doing something else. I forgot, but you did bring it up.
Yeah. We were going to do it on for the Ellis thing, but we had to go do the interview. Yeah. I mean, like it's not even like one, it's one of those dumb questions. Like, how am I supposed to feel about this? For people who don't know, there was a representative who basically accosted and insulted AOC on the steps of Congress, which, like, look, people can get into disagreements. That's one thing.
Yeah.
He called her a fucking bitch, I believe, like in front of reporters and other representatives. You know, like, that's unfucking called for. And I think her response was really amazing, because instead of taking that lying down, because he made an apology saying, like, oh, I have daughters, I would never do that. And she's like, I'm so sick and tired of people standing behind their wives and daughters to be bad people. I think she's amazing. I really legitimately think she's going to be a part of the future. The next 20 years will be kind of dictated by her and other people. And
yeah,
that guy's an asshole. That's my two cents. Coleman, what do you think, man?
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, that is the overall climate of everything that we're in. I mean, on all levels, socially and politically. But that's what's happened now. You know, there is such a clash of change going on that, you know, these people, you could see where they don't like it, they hate it, they fear it. And you could tell by the strong reactions, the unprofessional, uncouth, strong reactions that we have from people out there. You know, this is a guy that is probably intimidated by a very liberal minded young woman politician, a woman who has some power behind her. And, you know, he doesn't like the changes that are probably coming in and, you know, coming with somebody like her. And so he reacted very strongly and called her a fucking bitch. Now, don't get me wrong. I call people that all the time. You know, I call everybody bitches. I'm probably the person that used that word in the most the most fair way possible. Everybody's a bitch to me if you act the wrong way. This representative right here, Representative Yoho. What a fucking name, too.
Right. Yeah, for fucking Florida. Of course. Of course it's Florida.
God damn, you even got like a backwards ass redneck name. My name Yoho, but you know the thing with I'm very equal opportunity with that word bitch, but I am not a politician. I'm on a show where I can talk free rein like this. I can say whatever I want to say. But if I was a politician, and I was conducting myself around other politicians, I was trying to actually create an air of professionalism and fairness and respect. There's no way I would sit on the, I would be out in public in front of reporters and call somebody, man or woman, a fucking bitch.
Yeah. You know, no, it's a bad look. But I think what she did is like the baddest bitch, and I say that in a good way, move of all time, because by talking about it on the floor, it goes into the official stenographer. So like on the record for all of American history, it's going to say Ted Yoho called me a fucking bitch, and she didn't edit herself. Like they aired that on C-SPAN. I was like, what the fuck? That's incredible. So I think it's like she's going to get the last laugh of it. And this guy obviously is a joke, and most people know that. So.
Yeah, in Florida, I'm sorry, man. Florida, I never thought the land of sunshine and palm trees and Disney World, or, you know, and Mickey Mouse, you know, they talk about the happiest place on earth. Too bad it's in one of the most fucked up places on earth. Florida's backwards, man. Y'all are fucking backwards. Everything
it's
you're
too
doing,
much sun.
Yeah, you think people would be happier being, you got sun, you got fucking Mickey Mouse there. I've seen the, you know, this is going to be kind of sexist, but the women there are amazing. They got some of the best asses over here.
Right. Like, it's like Florida women bugs 1-2. It's so fucking close.
Bugs Bunny. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, y'all got everything going on over there, and you're fucking stupid, man. I don't know what's going on in Florida, and I can't say everybody's stupid there. I know there are people who are there like, man, we're trying to change Florida. We're doing our best. We really are. These dumbasses don't speak for us, but unfortunately, they're always in the news. Your governor is a fucking dumbass. These representatives are dumbasses. It's a lot of your citizens are just stupid. If y'all ain't out there doing dumb things to catch corona, you're out there running to get a beer with an alligator in your hand. I ain't never seen crazy shit. I mean, that's why Florida is always in the news. That's why Florida, man, is a person now and not a news story, you know? That's why we have Florida man and family, Florida wife, Florida dog, cat. We even did stories on, because Florida is a big thing for our show, What Up, Son? And we've even told stories about the squirrels in Florida are crazy. They have, like, there are squirrels, and then there's Florida squirrel. It's crazy over there, man. I don't know differently about this, man,
because I feel like the squirrels in Austin are the biggest fucking squirrels I've ever seen in my life, and I'm scared of them.
They're not only they're big, but they're crazy. Like squirrels just like they hold grudges. Like they have
they remember when you do it wrong.
Yeah, I'm not lying. We've told stories about squirrels that have just like scoped a dude out for a couple of days and just finally took his revenge. You know,
he cased the joint. He looked at his house. He figured out the best way in.
Yeah. Even the chat is like, I agree with the squirrels. The squirrels are crazier in Florida, man. Yeah, it was a dude who was nice to the squirrel. He was cool. He was friends with the squirrel. And he said that I was friends with the family that raised the squirrel. And the squirrel was nice. And then one day the squirrel just went fucking nuts and ran over to the house. And I think he ran up the dude's pants or something and just bit the shit out of him. And he ran the fuck off like, yeah, bitch. You know, and the guy was and so the guy said, I don't know what happened. I don't know why that squirrel did that. But I'm telling you, that guy says some shit to that squirrel that we don't know. The squirrel, like, he scoped him out and said, yeah, bitch, I'm gonna get you. Everything is crazier in Florida, man. So to hear, bring it back to this question, to hear what's happening here with you know, this Florida representative Ted Yoho. Yeah, I think the problem really, and if we want to get just a little political with it, I know there's not a whole lot of politics to talk about in the show today, but it seeps in somehow. If I can just, and look, people are not going to like this because they say, oh, this is what you do all the time. You just blame the president. But yes, there are a lot of people who are very, very loyal and they follow Trump like a cult. And those people are emboldened by his demeanor. So when they see him talking any kind of crazy way he wants to, then these fuckers do the same thing. So, you know, they follow him in their behavior, their manner. The lack of decorum, they follow him in their denial of science. So that's, yeah. I mean, I ain't going to blame all politicians and politics because, you know, like I say, y'all the fucking crazy in Florida anyway. There's so many alligator wrestling stories over there. I don't know what to do, man. But yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, there's so many stories. I don't know. Y'all need some good leadership because, I mean, even without these politicians, y'all were crazy. Like we read stories all the time. There's another story, I believe, in Florida where a dude just pulled over into a guy's driveway, took a shit on his driveway, wiped his ass with his shirt, drove off, but left the shirt there on the pile of shit. Yeah, man.
As one does in Florida. If you cross the state lines, that's a 50-50 shot of happening, Corey. Yeah.
There was another story about a girl. She, almost got to give it to her, man. Her father was punishing her. I had her on lockdown and she wanted to run away with her boyfriend, but she's 15 and didn't have a car. So what she did was she called Pizza Hut, I believe, and maybe it was Domino's. She called some pizza place, ordered a large pizza, got the neighbor's address and had it delivered over there. And then while the pizza guy was delivering the pizza and went up there to the confused neighbor, where the neighbor was like, I didn't order this. And they were haggling over what happened. You know, I need to get paid or whatever. Florida pizza guy left his car door open and Florida kid got in the car and drove the fuck off. Went to go pick up a boyfriend. So Florida, you know, everybody's fucked up in Florida. This kid called the pizza delivery guy. The pizza delivery guy got out the car with his door open, left his keys in there, and Florida kid went in there and drove the fuck off and went to go pick up Florida boyfriend. And then they went and talked to the dad, and the dad wasn't like, we're going to get her help, or that was not right. I love my daughter, but we need to help her and figure out what's going on. We need to make some changes in our family. No, they asked Florida dad and he's like, what she need is good ass whooping. You know, so
it solves most problems in Florida or exacerbates them. One or the other.
Yeah. Macmillia's, you goddamn right. She did some Vice City style shit, man.
I mean, you actually have to admire the ingenuity. She thought four steps ahead. She's like, all right, well, I can't have them come here. Let's go to the neighbors. And like, it's amazing. She was doing three-dimensional chess in real time.
That's why I have to admire it. Out of all the dumb shit I've heard in Florida, it's like, man, that is not cool, but that is one of the smartest things I've heard coming from that state.
It's so, like that Logan Lucky movie. You ever see that Soderbergh movie, Logan Lucky? It's like just dumb, like idiots doing heists, but they're really amazing at it because they're savants somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Florida is, I've been there. It's cool. I have fun when I go. I meet a lot of cool people in Florida, but yeah, there's something happening. Maybe, you know, maybe M. Night Shyamalan was right. There's just something in the wind that's driving people crazy. I don't know what's going on. There's just too much shit that happens on every level in Florida. So yeah, this shit with this Senate, it's a representative, man. It's not cool, but it's funny how, it's when you read like they're like, man, this is terrible. Why could they do? Oh, it's Florida. Oh, all right. Shit, that explains everything. So yeah, I don't know. Anyway, thank you for the question, though. I always love having these discussions from these questions that we get. All right. Let's go ahead and get on with the show, if that's OK with you, sir.
Let's get it.
All right. I'm about to move you over. I might have a new system for you, man, of doing things. I might not have to move you around as much.
Uh-oh. Do tell. Or is this like an after? This is after the show. This is the after Daily Double Talk special.
Nobody's going to read a tip. I can tell you real quick. I just might have a way of having you on another computer to where I don't have to like move your screen around all the time. And it'll just make things a little more seamless.
That's how I used to do the what's in the box thing. I would just have a dedicated computer for the Skype or Zoom call.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to do the audio stuff. Hey, you and I, you know what? You and I, we should talk.
We probably should. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. After we talk about some of the things that we have here. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you, man, for a lot of people, back in the day, one of the biggest fears is to either get a visit or walk in the house and see Chris Hansen. They're waiting on you with those words. Can I talk to you for a minute? I mean, you know, even if you didn't do shit, it was a scary thing because somebody probably tried to either say, either somebody got you confused with a little girl going to your house, or, you know, somebody tried to set you up as a child predator. Like, you didn't, like, I was scared of that, man. I was like, Chris Hansen, I ain't done shit. You ain't done shit. But Chris Hansen was one of the, he was one of the scariest TV movie monsters I've ever seen, man.
Like, I, Chris Hansen's like is like Batman. Like, you hope you never see him. You just hope he's doing all his good out in the world without you ever having to witness it. So if you see him, you feel fucked.
Yeah. If I ran into Michael Myers or Fred, or Jason Voorhees, I'd feel more comfortable running to them than Chris Hansen. Because at least I can run from those dudes. But Chris Hansen probably like, well, you can run, but I still got the evidence. <You know?
laughs> Well, also in To Catch a Predator, he always seems to just apparate like he's fucking Dracula. He just shows up in rooms like, hey, have a seat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He comes out like a horror movie monster or a slasher. You know, you're in the house, you think you're safe. And yeah, and they always got the shit blocked off. Like, he's always got you cornered in the worst spot. You
know? There's no exit plan with he's Chris always got Hansen's a, there.
Yeah. Because you see when he would come out, because he'd pop out just like that with those words. Hey, I'm Chris Hansen. Can we talk to you for a moment? And, you know, and you can see those guys trying to run and shit. Like, fuck. You know, like if there was just a window I could just jump out of right now. But he always had you cornered somewhere. I always caught you with those cookies and those wine coolers. You know, like I said, dudes who didn't even do shit. I didn't do shit. And I said, I pray there's never the day that I have to look into the eyes of Chris Hansen. He scared the fuck out of me. I didn't do a fucking thing. For some reason, though, I think it could be worse than Chris Hansen, believe it or not, because you could walk in the house and be confronted by him and a couple of psychotic hip hop clowns. Now that is a fucking nightmare for Chris Hansen to be. Can you imagine that? Like, Chris Hansen, he pops behind the corner and you get ready to run and you turn around and the fucking insane clown posse is waiting there for you too. To like, you know, you just kind of like, oh fuck.
No, that's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, that's when you just pick up the gun. You just kind of like, you know, you're like, fuck it, I'm dead already.
I'm opting out. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just give up. There's no escape. But that's the, I don't think anybody, I don't give a fuck what you say. Nobody would have seen the team up, the collaboration of Chris Hansen and the Insane Clown Posse. Now, a lot of people, they're wondering what's going on because they see Chris Hansen in front of his mic and they're like, oh shit, he's about to drop some bars. You know?
I got a mixtape coming out. It's got a lot of buzz behind it.
Yeah. rapping Chris Hansen. You know, they're about to make a single with the Insane Clown Posse. While as the kids say, that would be dope. No, that is not the case here. We talked about this on another show. Somebody asked about this with us. And what is going on is that Insane Clown Posse, the great Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J, they're teaming up with DJ Chris Hansen so that they could go against one common enemy who ICP, that's Insane Clown Posse for you non-juggalos out there. They say that Insane Clown Posse enemy number one is this other insane clown.
Right. Yeah, juggalo enemy number one is this Pennywise looking motherfucker.
Yeah, looking like a goddamn transvestite goth Pennywise right here. What's this guy's name?
Well, I hesitate to tell you his real name because we share a last name and I don't want to put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby, but, the stage name is Davey Vanity, which is about as punchable as you'd imagine.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. They need to beat the shit out of him just for that name. Davey Vanity, Davey Vanity, who is, part of the rock group, Blood on the Dance Floor. apparently has a decade, allegedly has a decade of grooming and violating, harassing underage girls. And so the Insane Clown Posse, apparently they don't like one of their fellow clowns out there doing it. It makes them look bad. I mean, I imagine against all, you know, pedophilia and underage grooming and sexual harassment, but you know, for a clown, a fellow clown to do this, oh no, this does not fly. You are making all us insane clowns look bad. We can't have that. So I think, you know, she's gonna tell us more about this, but they are teaming up with Chris Hansen because apparently I believe Violent J at least has said this. He said, "You don't understand that To Catch a Predator is my all time favorite show." I mean, they saw this guy and they are true fans, man. They themselves, they gushed like little girls all over Chris Hansen.
Hey everyone, Chris Hansen tonight from New York City, and you are having a seat with me. Tonight, we continue our investigation into the Davi Vanity case. Jesus Torres, frontman of Blood on the Dance Floor.
Did he say frontman or fuck man?
Fuck man. He's just like, he also is a front man, but in this particular Catch a Predator circumstance, he's a fuck man.
Yeah. Sure. Fuck boy. Yeah. Fuck man. I think that was a Freudian slip, but he says a lot of things weird if you listen to how he says the names of the Insane Clown Posse members.
Jesus Torres, frontman of Blood on the Dance Floor, accused of dozens and dozens of sexual assaults, grooming of underage girls over a 10-year period. The authorities are investigating. Survivors have spoken out. And now people in the music industry are demanding justice as well. It is our pleasure tonight to have as our guests Insane Clown Posse, Violent J and Shaggy Da Dope. Joining us tonight from the Detroit area, Mal Levy, a survivor and victims coordinator, is also going to join us tonight. Let's jump right in with Violent J and Shaggy Da Dope. Guys.
Why can't you just say Too Dope? <You're> not-
because that's the fucking money shot, man. Like, I wasn't going to do this thing until I saw just the still of those two together and was like, fucking mind blown.
Yeah, Violent J and Shaggy Da Dope. He's such a fan that he didn't know the day. I love that though. It's like he sees that too, but he just can't say it right. He talks about how much of a fan he is, but he can't get that name right.
Thanks for being here.
All right, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, it's an honor. Total, utter honor to be here. I mean, it really is. We're huge fans.
Yeah, no doubt.
And this is we think it's unbelievably awesome what you're doing. You know, you're the reason we became hip to this. You know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't know.
Chris Hansen is just kind of like, okay, what the fuck am I doing?
Well, because I think he has the same question that I have, which is like, how long does that makeup take on? And do they put that on specifically for this interview?
It's like somebody told him about this group and he had never seen him before. And he's looking at them like, fuck, they really are clowns.
Well, he thought it would be like a stage gimmick and they're doing it on a fucking Zoom call. And I'm just so impressed by that.
Yeah, he probably thought like Insane Clown Posse. Okay, it's just a name. It's just going to be two dudes. I'm like, oh, fuck, they really are fucking clowns. Okay. You're like, Jesus, what am I doing, man?
Chris Hansen's face is all of our faces when he sees himself on screen with the ICP.
He's actually wondering, like, he's like, okay, I'm, you know, I'm sure this is the right thing, but I don't know if I didn't sign up for this. This could go. He's like, this could go horribly wrong at any moment.
You're ruined, Hansen. And then, like, it's gonna be like a weird time travel situation. He walks into a room. There's a younger Chris Hansen. He's like, have a seat, man. You fucking hung out with the wrong people.
He seems confused. You're like, are they gonna start fucking juggling and shit in the middle of this?
We learned of this through you know, Chris Hansen.
I've got so many questions, and you guys are the men to me for what you do, your creativity, and you know, kind of the way you guys have evolved, not only as musicians but talented guys who are socially conscious and trying to do a lot of great.
Everything my publicist just wrote right here, who didn't say you were actually fucking clowns.
I see him actually checking his notes as he speaks. That's always professional. any part of you that's just like really freaked out existentially that when I was growing up, ICP was a symbol like Manson and Eminem of everything that's wrong with the world? Tipper Gore, everyone would go after these people. And now they're on the right side of history. They're hanging out with fucking Chris Hansen trying to get pedophiles off the streets.
Yeah, clean up the streets, man. You know, yeah, I look, I've been to, I told everybody this much to, you know, the butt of many jokes from people, but I have a guy, I have a friend. He's a big juggalo. Like, he loves Insane Clown Posse. He loves going to shows anyway, but Insane Clown Posse is one of the biggest things that he loves. And he does the makeup and all that shit, man. And he tries to get people to go to shows with him. So he's invited me to 3 shows, and I've been to 3 Insane Clown Posse shows, man. Let me see. Yeah.
I'm not, 3 for 3. Okay. So yeah. You liked it enough the first and second time to do it a third time.
Well, he's just kind of like, man, I'm coming to town. I'm trying to get somebody to go see Insane Clown Posse with me. And I'm the only one. They're like, okay, let's do it. So, you know, so yeah, I've been to like coming to town to see these shows with him. I've been to 3 Insane Clown. Actually, no, I might be 2. The first one, he had a seizure and he couldn't go. So,
God damn, that took a left turn. I was going to say, if it was 3, that's like a common law married thing. Like, if you've been to 3 fucking juggalo shows, like, you're a juggalo, confirmed. It's just like, it's an unwritten rule at this point.
Yeah, the first time we were supposed, people heard this the story you have in Christian. I'm not going to go deep into it, but I went to San Antonio. He wanted me to go see the Insane Clown Posse. So he's putting on his makeup and he's prone to seizures. He has epilepsy. And something fucking happened with those lights while he was putting on that makeup, and he just seizured the fuck out and face hit the wall and got that shit smeared all over the wall. And the guys, because I was sitting up there on my computer, had my, it was like a movie. It was like a Stan Lee and Amazing Spider-Man, where the lizard and Spider-Man break in the fucking room, and Stan Lee has on his headphones and he's just doing his shit. I was on my headphones. They walked by carrying this dude shaking his shit, and I didn't see shit until I saw them put him on the bed, and they were like, ah, ah. And I put up my head, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, he's fucking having a seizure. We gotta do something, man. And I went, and he's on the bed about to swallow his tongue, went to the bathroom. It's fucking clown makeup all over the wall. And they said, man, you gotta go down and get somebody. And I was like, oh Jesus, all right, I gotta go tell management about this shit. So I go downstairs to the lobby. I go to the concierge, and I'm just like, there were some guys who were putting on clown makeup. One of them had a seizure, and there's clown makeup all over the wall, and you might want to go check it out.
It sounds like a really elaborate cover up. Like, this is your Fight Club situation. You are your friend and yourself, but you're like Tyler Durden.
Yeah. And they just looked at me, and you could tell they're professionals, because you could tell they're like, okay, what the fuck happened? Well, y'all doing some kind of clown pornography in there, some gay clown pornography. But they just looked at me, and it's like, we'll be right up with the custodian and the hotel detective.
It was like, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oof.
Investigation, it's happening.
Yeah, so they went up there. They had some people come up there and check it out, and yeah. So that time I missed it, but yeah, I've done the whole thing where I've gone on stage, taken a picture with the juggalos or the Insane Clown Posse in the back. I've got on stage and sprayed Faygo all over the audience. You know, I have been on stage with the Insane Clown Posse, man.
A posse by association, Bubby.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was weird. So I've seen them. The point is that, say what you will about them, you know, I'm all about going in and treating your community and your fan base right. And I've these guys go out of their way for their fans, man. So because they make all this crazy music, you know, they're grown men and fucking psychotic clown makeup. It's easy to look at them and make fun of it and be like, oh, these fucking guys are think of them like maybe even being bad people. But I've seen them up close and what they do with their fans. I'm just like, all right, you know what? I admire that. So I can actually see how, and I think they have kids. So I can see how they would be like, all right, yeah, you know, yeah, we're not, we are not about, you know, the abuse of children, you know, no matter what people think of us, because they seem like very caring people.
Right. Well, and I think he even says that he kind of says like, yo, we know we're entertainers. We exist in this weird cult of personality thing. We're building a brand, and people like this guy is doing something similar. Right. It's very made up. It's very theatrical, but he's using it for nefarious purposes. When researching this story, I was like really thrilled to find out that apparently these two dudes are the like best gentlemen in all of the industry. Everybody who's ever met with them just talks about how like upstanding they are, how their tour buses isn't filled with the usual kind of chicanery and bullshit you hear about on other tours. And so it was just, I don't know, it was nice to see that these people who, again, were once public enemy number one, right? People were trying to censor them, are kind of on the right side of history. They're doing interesting things. And, you know, I just didn't expect that crossover. My mind is still a little bit blown.
Look, the thing is, it's so... And I'm being serious. I mean, I'm not trying, because you bring up Insane Clown Posse. And yeah, I can see people making fun of it, and the Juggalos and whatnot. I can see people making fun of that. But people really have this thing, you know, when you want to say that they're actually decent people, when you want to say that they're cool people, people want to, they don't want to hear that. You know, they want to hear that they're shitty. They want to hear that they want something to make fun of them for. Like even the chat right now, I'm talking about how, you know, they seem like cool people. And saying, I can see people in the chat like, really? Really, Corey? Seriously? Get the fuck out of here. It's like, what the fuck do you want? Do you just want somebody? Do you want to bring somebody down? Do you just want somebody to just feel the narrative you have in their head of them? You know, when I tell you I saw them, doesn't mean I'm a fucking juggalo. Doesn't mean I'm going to every show. And if I did, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with it. But I'm not a juggalo. I'm not the biggest fan. But I did see them being really cool people. And so, you know, I don't know what's so fucked up about saying that, but yeah, apparently people want them to be real shitty people, or they just want something to make fun of. And yeah, there's certain things you can make fun of, but when I say that they're, you know, they seem like decent people, I don't think there's any reason to like be like, get the fuck out of here, man. It's like, well, okay, well, what do you want me to say? All right, they're assholes. That's not true, but is that what you want? I don't know.
Right. I mean, wouldn't you want the opposite? Like, that's my point. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that these guys weren't assholes, because I was one of those people who looked at the fan base and was like, that's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? At some point, we buy into the narrative of these things, but every single artist, whether it's Beyonce or Taylor Swift or the Insane Clown Posse, like, they're doing the same thing. They've built up a brand that's cultivated. And what you do with that brand and how you treat the people that support you, I think, is way more important than what the perception of it is.
Yeah.
So good for them, man. Honestly, like, this was the coolest story in the world. I just never thought I was going to see it.
But they do. I mean, and they do have some fucked up views on things. And I got to saw magnets and shit. You know, there's some stuff out there. They got some weird ideas. And I don't know what their politics are, but I know they got some weird ideas on science and shit, man, and religion. And it's like, all right, you know, I don't agree with everything that they do. I'm just saying, on certain things, that, you know, I mean, hey, behind the makeup, they're people. You know, they got some fucked up ideas. They got some cool ideas, you know, I mean, just like anybody else. But, you know, seeing what they're doing right here, I tell you what I didn't like and why I liked how this took a turn, because they put a hit out on this motherfucker, they said. So it sounded like before they wanted to kill him. So that's what I read before. Like, they want to have the guy, like, they want to assassinate the guy. It sounded like they want to put a hit out there to actually have him shot or murdered. And I said, you know, no matter what the guy did, putting a hit out and you know, publicly and doing some vigilante shit out in the open like that is probably illegal for the people that did it. And no matter what your intentions are, that could lead to something that could go bad really quick in the worst way. So, you know, I think them teaming up with Chris Hansen and trying to do this in a legit kind of way is probably the way it should be done.
Now, you came out just the other day, and I have so many questions, I don't even know where to start. I've been doing this for 40 years, but I'm very excited to have you guys here. You called Davi Vanity, Jesus Torres, Juggalo enemy number one. How did he get on your radar, and why did you decide to speak out in a way that has created so much attention to this?
Well, I mean, he came on our radar through your show.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly, we want, you know, I, you know, the old show To Catch a Predator. That's my all time favorite show.
All time favorite show. You know, shit, you know, it'd be funny if these guys, we're talking about how they're like cleaning up the streets and everything. It'd be funny if they actually became like superheroes. like good jokers. They're out there trying to chase down a pedophile bat. So, you know,
we get rid of the SBU unit. We just start up the ICP unit.
Yeah, man.
But we keep Ice-T. Ice-T is the holdover from SBU.
Law and Order, ICP. I don't know, man. What do you think about this overall? And, you know, I know you gave your thoughts already, but how do you see this going?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you how I see it going. As I think this is going to be a really good thing. I think the music industry is, I mean, certainly some high profile people have been called out, but for the most part, I think that's something where the Me Too movement shit has kind of largely been ignored. There's a lot of people, like a lot of people who are musicians who have rumors about them that have persisted for decades, mm-hmm. and nothing's ever been done because they're like dirty tour secrets. So I think what this does is, like, especially because, say what you want about the ICP, like, they have a dedicated fan base and they have resources. Mm-hmm. Chris Hansen also has that. I think this is going to be on the radar now. I think you're going to have people try to come forward, hopefully, at least for that specific guy, that fucking vanity dude, Pennywise motherfucker. Yeah. I hope that he gets his comeuppance, and I hope that maybe that's the first domino to kind of fall within the music industry. I think that's what we all have to acknowledge, that it's great that that's happening in Hollywood. That's one industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to kind of happen everywhere, and this is at least a good first step.
Yeah, this grooming thing is really weird, man. Martin and I had a friend. I'm not going to say the guy's name, but the guy, we talked about this on the Sunday service when this was brought up the first time, when Insane Clown Posse, where we read that they tried to put a hit on this guy. You know, I find this shit, from personal experience with somebody who used to be like this. There was a guy who used to be like this, man. And they all kind of do the same thing. Like, they do all this cosplay and this, you know, they do all this weird shit that's on, like, you know, some level that an adult shouldn't always do, because they want to go in and they want to appeal to younger girls or younger people. So we had this guy that he did this kind of shit without so much makeup. He was a goth guy. You know, he was always dressing up in this Dracula-like trench coat, even in Texas August weather. Always wearing fucking eyeliner. Had this fucking this mop kind of goth The Cure type haircut, and he was and later on, like, the guy went through two trust funds, maybe three. Like, he was a spoiled guy, man. Never had a chance to grow up. He was all, you know, he was privileged from the beginning of his life, and to the point where he couldn't keep a job because he just didn't take responsibility seriously. He mooched off his girlfriend, who just supported him for a while. The guy went through two trust funds because he couldn't handle money, and he just spent it loosely, just buying dumb shit. And all of this it wasn't cool, but all of it was just kind of like, all right, well, this guy's young. Hopefully he'll wise up one day. Not only did he just not ever become more responsible, but going into his 30s, kept the eyeliner, hair fucking bald.